And you can figure out the syntax of that. I thought maybe impulse was therefore to read a few more recent poems, and then we could break for questions, or you could run for the doors or whatever. This summer, I was in a situation which is ostensibly provided so that I could write my deathless works. And as usual, it's very hard to write in that kind of circumstance. It's like being told to go to the bathroom and not come back until you've done something. hated state. But nonetheless, it was a curious villa. It was about 6 miles down the main road from Genoa. And that part of Italy is very steep, steep, almost cliff-like side, steep hill, rocky, so that the road clings to the edge, and below it are a few occasional villas, and then villages usually in little cubbies, coves. And so this was our situation. This villa was built, curiously, by a Bolivian family, who was something like 19, I think it was 19, the year I was born, I think 1926, who came and stayed there simply for 2 years and then sold it. But to build this thing, they built it over the railroad. So the railroad tunnels underneath this villa, and otherwise, almost like a movie set, you looked out at the sea. It's a very curious circumstance. It's now used as the Bogliasco Foundation's digs, owned by a curious, basically Swiss-Italian family, who use it as a tax write-off, which is always one way to think of these things. The Mediterranean. The cranky, low-decked freighter with orange stick-up stern cabin you could see from the open window of this place each day. Let me say it again. The cranky, low-decked freighter with orange stick-up stern cabin we could see from the open window of this place each day out there on proverbial ocean has moved away, shifting the focus of that blue to an implacable distance, now going out to a shaded, faded edge of sky beyond all recalled dreams or places. One so wanted it to be the old-time story of them waiting till dark at last came, and then, with muffled oars, they'd row into the hidden cove, climb up the adjoining cliff, and into my waiting heart. How many times so long ago I'd see the fishermen at nightfall row out into the darkened sea with their long, awkward boats, oars in unison, to what determined fate? And if there were a world at edge of this one, there at last they might pull ashore. Now the sea slurring, recurring sound, its battering white-capped upon the rocks, forces both free and unknown to me, have no work but this tedious recurrence, dreams repeated, insistent, useless.